longer.
Let's see now. Okay, this is at Junior Lloyd's house. What do they call this town here?
Napier.
Napier, West Virginia. And Junior's got his dulcimer, and let's see, what's today's date? Must be about 20th? December 20th, 1987. Okay, Junior, what are you going to play?
Well, I'll tell you the one and how the old folks are at home.
Good. Keep your foot off this thing here.
Oh,
when you're tapping, it's picking.
Oh.
I think it's picking
oh.
it up.
Oh, my foot. I'll have to pat my foot a little bit.
Yeah, well, you can pat your foot, it's fine, but I think when I'm hitting that metal there,
yeah. It was. Damn, I'll play you one of the old Red Rooster.
The old Red Rooster.
Come around the mountain.
All right.
That's pretty good. I think if I can get started, they can get started. Right.
Well, thanks.
I know you can do that.
Play it over when you used to play, what was it, Black Mountain Rag? Or
Oh, well, I don't know what's Black Mountain Rag or Horn or Mountain Whistle that I just play it.
I heard you talking a minute ago. How do you tune that in your playing?
Well, these two here, the two first strings off a guitar and the second string. These two here tune alike, see? That's in G chord right there. I can tune this a little bit and put in G chord, but I never played very much in G. Uh-huh. I can tune it up and play it in A, whatever it may be.
So which one is the G chord written? Which one is the, that's the G? And what are the other two, do you know?
You tune with the first string on the guitar if you want, but I most play this tune with this G chord on that.
Uh-huh.
And? That's got that to tell us. Another one, I reckon.
Now, Junior, you play in G all the time or you play in G?
Just about, I know. Well, I can play another, but I don't like it too well.
But it's always tuned the same, just tuned different pitch. Mm-hmm. And you use two guitar strings? Are they banjo strings or guitar strings?
I'm playing with guitar strings.
Guitar strings. Yeah. And which ones are they? First?
Most of them are the first string. It's near the second. The guitar.
And that's the second. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear. I don't know what's Black Mountain Rag or Foreign Mountain Water. I just play it like it.
Okay. Sound change like that. What are you doing there?
Well, two or three different ways you can do it. Well, you pick it down here, you throw it down here, see that's more down next to the neck out. Put it down this way, you get the louder you get.
Yeah.
You get back here, it makes a different sound.
Softer.
So you're passing these things here, and back here, you all four of them sound come off one, you have to figure some of these two up here.
Uh-huh.
You understand me?
Yeah.
And you pass this here, so you just come out of these two up here, not these back here.
I see. Is the neck on that thing hollow?
Yeah.
That's one of the tricks told.
The neck, it was white walnut and white poplar, and this here is white walnut.
White walnut on the neck, white walnut on the back?
No, this white poplar, the neck of this piece here.
White poplar.
This part up here on the side, that was white.
Butternut.
White walnut. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get the pattern to make that?
That's a Lake Sherry Satan's brother. I mean, he used to make them all the time. He can make some good, man. He can make some good. He got killed or somebody shot him or something happened to him, or died or something happened.
And you say you made that about 1950, around then?
Well, I've been here more than that, say 28 years, and I'd say, oh shoot. It's been 30 years, it's been better than 30 years, 35 years, isn't it, since I've
35 years. So in fact, we're late 40s, maybe.
My person, I don't know. I just made. I mean, it was no. He was twice as thick as that. My brother gave it to him out as a kid. He stayed home right before he got married.
Yeah.
Wayne Connor and Basil Blake made it. That's probably one of the first they ever made. But he put it together with a stick pin. Just had new emo stick pin, had his pack and gave it it. It was a lot thicker than that.
Uh-huh.
My brother's boy still got it. But I was supposed to get it back if he died. No, and he died, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
Where does he live?
Well, he lived up Craigsville. Well.
What's his name?
Short Lloyd, Old Lloyd was the name, but said my brother. My brother lived up there. But his boy's got it now. It's supposed to have been mine. He's supposed to get it back to me.
But his name is Short Lloyd?
Old Lloyd, they call him.
Olin
and Short, he's calling him Short. He's up Craigsville.
Olin Lloyd. Okay, I've known some Dulcimer players around Craigsville, but I didn't know never.
Well, he can play it. I don't know how much he ever played, but he can play it. He was a pretty good side guy. He lived down this, well, out from, I don't know, from Craigsville, not too far from Craigsville, but over Hill that or something. I don't remember what was that. But
Tioga?
Somewhere along in there, he lived up there. Well, my wife's sister lives up there, too. Toots Ripple. She lives up there, Craigsville.
And his name is?
Answer that phone.
Shorty Lloyd.
Tell me no bad home. Yeah, he, well,
hello.
I had it, and then,
no, he isn't.
When he left home, I just give it back to him, you know, and he wanted it back, and he said, anything ever happened to me? He said, Junior, it's yours. He said, I'll give it to you as little, and I'll have to put on one string. So, he died here a few years ago.
And how old were you when you,
you got it? When I played?
Yeah.
Oh, between 4 and 5 years old.
And how old are you now?
57.
So you were playing dulcimer back 52 years ago. So you were playing back in the
30s. 33, 34, about 35, around 35. Something.
Who else did you ever hear play dulcimer?
Oh, Sherry's brother can play one. Well, Sherry can play one pretty good, he was.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, Carl Davis can.
Carl Davis?
He's got one. He got one of them sheet. Got to take it for a set. He's been making everything that. No, you stand up and play. It's hard to hold them on your lap, but he got a frame they put his in. He used to play down at State Road Club. We had donuts down there.
Down where?
Down at State Road Club. We used to have State party Road down Rose. Over at Scripps or something like that. He got a stand, he puts his in. He's supposed to make me one, he never did.
You
had to put anything on your lap, well, you used to slip it though. You can't hold me, you used to play, you know. It's hard to hold on your lap.
Carl Davis, he plays several instruments.
Yeah, I know Carl.
But a lot of people just picked it one way, like that. I don't know, I'd run it both ways.
Somebody told me.
I know a lot of them guys down there at Charlton, they're just picking it one way, see. Yeah. I just got the one sound. There's a lot of different picking the one way both ways. Are you, I'm going to show you something. I see different there? Mm-hmm. Now listen to that.
I noticed you using a guitar pick.
Sometimes I just cut an old piece of plastic and play with it. Uh-huh. I used to play with a piece of backer can, roll them out and take a piece of old backer can, make me a pick out of it.
Backer can? You ever play with a horn pick?
No. I'll tell you something, a turkey wing feathers, you know, them big old wind on, cut them off, they make pretty good.
Yeah, turkey wing.
I want to see you play. I'll play a little bit of gold flippers.
Yeah, play some one of that gold flippers.
Get Hacker's band, you know, right?
Thank you. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
You think you're kidding me?
I think there's a lot of rhythm in that, isn't there? Play. A lot of rhythm.
I mean that Rude, Cam Rude, well, he works with him. He's a mechanic, but he works with mine. I used to know that he'd pick it.
Who was that?
Cam Rhodes. He could pick it back here, and I use a stick, and he'd use a pick, and we could play it out. Yeah, we could.
Does he have one?
Yeah, no, he's playing mine all the time. I sang with him and his brother and his two sisters for 7 years.
You stayed?
Played in church. Yeah, we sung all the time. I mean, every 5 or 6 days a week, but we played and sung on anything.
You
had
played
a banjo, or had a mandolin, a guitar, and a French harp, and anything.
You played in church, you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Played
hymns?
Off and on, about 7 years.
Huh. When was that?
Yes, we've been here 28 years. Well, here for 7 years, and I've been here for 2 years before I came here, so that'd make it about 37 years ago. I started and we played for 7 years. Well, I don't know you know him, but he knows his brother works with him.
Cam Rhodes. Where does he live?
Over next, over Tessie, don't he?
No, he lives out by Greed.
Him and his brother and the two sisters. I went to a sister for 7 years, but 7 years was the wrong one. Right?
Bud Greed's.
Where's that?
He lives out on Bud Greed's.
Bud Greed's.
You talk about complaining. Now, that's where together can really, we still can get it. We don't have to need to worry about it. Just get together and start playing with it.
Uh-huh.
I give him a thing for Ryan Neck to play a French of it. Chelmer, he played the French on guitar both the same time. I think Ryan Neck played the French on it.
Who was that to play?
Chelmer, his brother, Cam's brother, Chelmer.
Shelvin.
He still got that thing. My wife's husband used to have it for us. He died. She gave it to him. I get him. But it's passing around your neck and put that French on it.
Yeah.
Play the guitar and play the French.
Where does he live?
You know, where you go up, you're like going up, going out 19, like going to a little bit before you turn up, going up toward Erie Bacon.
Yeah.
Just like right across that little bit off. Oh, she's right.
In Little Birch. Yeah.
In Leland Rhodes.
They all can play, can't
he? He plays guitar, banjo. He lives right off of Erbakan Road. That's my boss.
Leland Rhodes.
Mm. He owns a trucking outfit, Roadway Trucking.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's a good musician player.
What style of banjo does he play? Does he pick it?
Yeah.
Oh,
come on, play. They can play about him and Roger.
Yeah.
His mom can play and sing.
Yeah, they used to.
Junior, did your people play music?
No, I haven't made all that. My brother could play a little bit. My sister could play, pick a few tunes out on it. My brother made about the only one out of the whole bunch.
Uh-huh. What'd your brother play? Dulcimer?
Oh, I can quarter guitar. Let me pick a
few. Is your brother still living?
I can quarter guitar and sing old rap or something like that. That's about it. Get about half drunk, I can pick a few of them out.
Is your brother still around?
No, I ain't got none. I ain't got no brother or sister. I'm the last one out of my bunch. I ain't got any brother or sister.
Did you ever sing any when you played the dulcimer? Same time?
Oh, yeah, we sung all the time. I sung and played that and just go ahead with it and play a while. And when I get ready to quit, they go ahead. And when I get ready to start back, I just start back with it. Just hold my stick and come my time to play. I just go ahead and play. I didn't make any difference.
Did you sing and play at the same time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Old Rattler?
That's all you need.
Let's hear it.
I can't want this thing because I don't have no guitar with me.
Oh, I see. You play that. But yeah. Did you ever...
You have to have a guitar or something like that. It's hard to play this thing to sing by.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you ever do that?
No, it's hard to sing by this thing, but... No, I'll play a little bit of Old Rattler. If I can
okay. Call Rattler from the barn.
I'm Rattler Creek down at night, Dolly Tree to come. Best man to come to find out he's a barking at the moon. Yeah, like Leroy. You know what's happening about, don't you?
Wild with flowers.
That's the first thing I learned. I learned how to play this like this. That's how I learned to play it. You don't want as well, you know, all three of them can't. They want to get, you ain't got the ball. That's how I learned to play, but it wasn't no money back in there, back in the 30s, you know, the price and everything. I mean, hard time. I would have blessed that buddy back in the 30s. Of course, you did, not on racket, but I seen that stuff. But that one string on all we had.
What'd you make that nut out of there?
That's a piece of a cold comb.
Piece of a comb?
Old comb you comb your hair with.
Ivory comb? Mm-hmm. How about this bracket then?
No, I have to have a piece. Well, that one used to be only about a piece of backer can, but that's a little bit heavier there because it wouldn't hold. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're just making a lot of this then.
Where'd you get your keys?
Oh, just guitar keys, off guitar, no guitar. Now see that Cam Rhodes now, when he bored off me one time, what he did, he wouldn't turn the board holes in, turn the keys around, put them down here. Uh-huh. Well, see that must the neck of it up. I got on him about it. And see the hole right there? Mm-hmm. That's the hole it used to be in. But this guy fixed it for me. He had to do it different. See, Kim had the key, turned around, had the keys down here. See, well, he wanted to play like a fiddle. You see, he had the keys down here. He had it for long. Oh, I came back.
Did you ever hear that thing called a hog harp?
That ain't just meant the name from it. I mean, them things is patent overseas.
Yeah?
That thing out there in the Bible. Look in the Bible, you said the name of it. I can't think. What is it called?
Well, they call it a dulcimer in the Bible.
Whatever, that's what's in it. Yes, sir. That guy down there and said, well, he said, you're the brony. He said, I'll let you have mine. He said, you better than I am. He said, I ain't going to win. He said, you play. I ain't going to play, York. And then that guy down dance with me said, well, I said, I'll let you get you one. No.
Can you remember?
About a brown moon on a plate, and I bet you Dodge won it. Ain't no whacking to one another. He won no way. Them guys, if this picnic one was, two of them was picking the same one out there. But you couldn't even hear what it sounded like. I mean, just like it was dead. I mean, there wasn't no sound to the thing. Yeah. And I picked that in here, and played. Oh, he said, Jesus Christ. He said, you pick a difference. I can't, I don't know how to do that. Like that. I said, well, that's the best way to do it right there. He said, yeah, I know it is. He said, I can't do it. He's picking it this way.
Can you remember the first one of them things you ever saw?
Like I told you, I was 4 years old, the first one I ever had, and I quit on one stream. My brother's boy got up crazy right now. I said, nah, I mean, oh, George got it twice as thick as that in there.
And then Basil Blake made that one.
Basil Blake, and the first Wayne Connor, he did, he died with TB back when I just, oh, I probably wasn't over 8 or 9 years old when he died.
Yeah. And was there one of them Blake boys, was it Loney or? Lola? Loli? Who was the one that first started making them dulcimers?
Basil the one that made them. One was a cripple.
Huh.
Sorry to say, over at Sonback, you remember something happened to him over at Cedar Creek. I don't know. I just kind of figured something back. I don't think he died on his own. I think something back killed him.
There used to be somebody down there at Gasaway made them too, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah, they didn't make them. They got fish plywood next to them out of apple and everything. Yeah, but they put five strings on them. All right, you got five strings. The only thing you got out there, you've got four strings, you got two up the same way.
Yeah.
The other just turned up the same way mine, so three strings just as good as five.
This is the way the old ones were with three strings.
Yeah.
Who was it down the Gasway made them?
Oh, there are a lot of people next to me, but they don't sound like that. I wouldn't give mine for all they make, but I wouldn't give that for all
they. He worked for the railroad, Junior. He lived out there beside the dry cleaners.
Oh, I know. I've been in this place. I don't know what to see them, but I wouldn't give mine for all
them. Oh, is that Davis? John Davis?
John Davis. Yeah, I believe it was John Davis. Uh-huh. You want to hear a little bit
of
old, your long
home
sending? Yeah, I want to send it. If I can get the notion. See, playing this thing, you just have it in your head, you know, you got to think in your head first.
Yeah. Thank you.
I ain't very good. I don't play them that really keeping practice with, I'll tell you that. I don't play them long enough keeping practice with.
Sounds good, Junior.
Play a little bit of old 97.
Okay.
Strangers know what it sounds like about them strangers. Oh, God, them strings been on there probably 10 years or longer, I'd say. Play me one. Oh, you play me one. I want to see you.
You know that record you was playing about? You know, my dad was right there. Worked on that record.
Is that right?
Wasn't that record?
97? Is that down in Virginia? Or, down in Virginia, was it, or where?
No, it was West Virginia.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go play one. I'm going to have to go outside and take a leak.
Buff Gasway and Raymond, he lived right at the top hill. And you know how he learned to play a fiddle? He took a horse hair out of his tail, made him a bow out of him. He'd ride that horse. And I'll tell you what, now he's good now, though.
Yeah, he lives in Ohio now.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he grow up?
He lived on Cullip Fork.
Cullip Fork.
What's it called? Cullip Fork, Buff Gasway.
Uh-huh.
If you're going out to Chapel Road, there's a sawmill. You probably heard of that sawmill burning up there.
Yeah.
There's a holler that turns right. He lived plumb back the top of that mountain back there.
Huh.
Yeah, bring us one. Sure. Now he's good.
Have you heard him play, Jerry?
Just on the record, I think.
Now I say, hey, one thing about it, don't you bring up him dancing good playing outside. He wonder who that is.
What's that?
If you bring that music up for a good friend, I've been dancing now. But it don't sound too good. You hear that? Hey, you hear that song about the old black cat shit the shavings?
No.
I used to play that on that song. You can taste it before. I don't play it very much.
How'd that go?
Is that a song or what is that?
Oh, yeah, a song back when I was growing up, that old black cat shit the shavings.
Let's hear it.
Raked up with his paw.
Yeah.
Great time grandma along, raked it in with his jaw or something. Yeah, I don't know how long it used to go.
That used to be an
old my dad used to sing that. And that song about the old side of the taters out. I remember he sang when I was a kid growing up.
I tell you what, they used to play that on. They used to play it on harmonicas.
So it's got on there now, how pretty little rock, how pretty little rock, don't it?
Yeah.
It used to be the same one. As long as your house, as long as it's dry, well, your house don't leak, but it's rain, your house will leak, you see. Don't sound me the taters down and all that stuff. Yeah, my dad used to sing it to me. I mean, I just love it. I thought he'd be able to sing it to me.
Did Spunoggles, did his people play music? Where did he learn?
He just, like I said, he just touched his hair out of a horse's tail. Because, like I said, like Junior said, back then there wasn't no much money or anything. And he'd just play that old fiddle and take that.
Well, I played that old my brother got. So sometime every round we was too damn far to drive, but I used to play that thing, it's fine, real fine wire, I don't know what you used to call it, wasn't baby hay wire, real fine wire, you know. You used to take that and put it on my Dulcimer, you know, didn't have no money to buy a string, but back in the day you didn't have no money, my dad didn't either.
A screen wire or
something? I just any kind of string I get on, did it tighten up, but I tried to figure it out. It sound a little bit. Even sometime them old water off my old broom. You remember old brooms used to make water on them?
Yeah.
And put strain on them. Used to have water on them brooms. Used to make broom, put water on. Mm-hmm. Take it off and put it on and take it up and turn it up and play. Didn't sound very good. This head ain't doing it.
Junior, who's the best fiddle player you ever heard?
Well, I just really can't tell you. You're pretty goddamn good, I'll tell you that. You're pretty good. But that, one thing I gotta say, and I don't think it'll make you mad, nah. But I think you'll say the same thing I'm telling you. Most time you're up there playing, there are too many guitars playing, ain't there? And I'd say half of them don't even practice, and it ain't in tune. And I'll tell you, it takes practice to make perfect, don't it? Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. No matter how good you play a fiddle or how good you do it, if somebody just miss one key and it's all messed up. Yeah. Now you understand me?
Yeah.
Sir, you get on a fiddle, but you just, they'll go down slow and they'll go up fast. Go down slow. Now you understand what I'm saying? You dance and you get to dance, and as soon as that make one move, boy, you have to go right back and them steps again. You have to just kicking your heels up and have a good time and everything. You.
I used to work out in Martinsville, Virginia.
Yeah.
And they'd have this thing that lasted, well, generally it'd start on Friday morning and it would last plumb through Saturday night, sometimes up into Sunday. They'd have guitar and banjo, fiddles and guitars, and then bands singing, and these people square dancing had prize for all it. And then at the end, I had judges and everything. Let me tell you, we'd go out there and sit, man. And then people I was with, they'd say, let's go home. I said, well, you ought to just take the car and go home. I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah, I mean,
man, I sat there, lied this word myself.
The music ain't that. No better. And I'll tell you something else. Anything in it working and playing good church hymn on any kind of music.
There's anything.
Church hymns are get more bad attention than anything and getting music. I used to go with Bulltown right back years ago. It used to be a rough place over there. I used to drink beer. Took that thing, me and Marvin Allen. He's blind. He's still living here, but he's blind. Play the fiddle, blind in a bat.
Where's he live?
Well, he got him a nursing home now, but he was blind. I mean, he just couldn't see nothing, but he could play that old fiddle and he couldn't even just pick her up and he'd just take her out there and he'd just saw that thing and he'd play that Dutchman. We wanted to play the guitar with us. We said, oh, we're going to play that. All them drunks, they want you to play a hillbilly, they want you to play a church hymn first. But I mean, it's everybody just squall and holler.
What hymns would you play?
Just about him, man. We could play any of it.
That was Martin Allen.
Martin Allen.
And he lives at the nursing home. He had a bunch of brothers.
Well, his dad and mom both dead. This was probably across the field from your mouth. There's two people on the other side of the hill here, half turn over against the bank, that goes across the hill here. The trailer up on top of the hill. He was down on the troll top.
Yeah.
And half turn over against the bank, well, that's where they lived at. Uh-huh. But then the little one, Bulltown, lived over there. He was blind of that. And his sister was blind, and she could play piano, buddy, there wasn't no back ever playing anything back. Huh. And he went and said nothing.
And didn't some of the mountains play banjo too?
Oh yeah, my boss out there and all of them, and right before all of them was like, well, he didn't play any kind of music. He didn't play any kind of music to pick up.
Yeah.
Hooter and Willie and Jack Connors and all of them. They got to these birds on to play all the time, just out on the outside and just kick up their heel and knock that music and sing. We go crazy sometimes. Not like everybody them dances, I'll tell you. We go crazy singing, boy. We're singing now, we don't keep. We sing loud now, we don't know much about it. We sing loud because I like music loud now. I understand me. I like my singing. You can't sing loud, I just can't sing. I just can't get that way down low. I like to let her fly out. Me and old Mary can sing pretty good together. Me and old Mary sing a lot together.
Now, where's Mary live? She lives out in this country somewhere, doesn't she?
Man, you go off this hill here.
This way?
Over here, on this side here. All right, and you turn around that first curve.
Yeah.
A new house built. You turn right down that road, right down the hollow, about a mile. That's about a mile down, the bottom down.
Is it Berry Fork or what?
No, it's Ryan's Fork. Ryan's Creek away we call it. That's where I was born there, where she lives in.
You were born there?
I was born there in 1930, 8th of
August. The old Lloyd place.
I was born there in 1930, 8th of August. The old house still standing. It's been a long time before I was born, so it's still standing there. Yeah, me and old Mary.
Where'd your people come from, Junior?
Oh, shoot, I couldn't tell you.
They all
said? I'm related to the Nicholson's and the Furbies and the Sinkins, and I'm married to Samson.
Samson?
Sinkins. You know any Sinkins? You know him. You know old Hick Sinkins comes up there and dance, don't you? That old guy? Uh-huh. That's my wife's son. He was a bad one, though, I'll tell you that. He was a bad one.
Really?
Oh, shoot. Him and Tom Burns and, I can't think of the other guy. Yeah, killed some of their cousins, burned him up one time. Him in the pen for several years.
I heard he went to the pen.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Boy, he gets mad at me. Boy, he gets a dancing. Oh, he slower than 7 years of age. And he's prepared to dance. He brings some girl with him, you know, and he dance when I dance with her. And he comes, the next day, he called a woman and my wife, you know, after all. I wish you'd talk to that junior. Every time I get a girl down, he'd take away from me. Well, I can't help it. He takes away from me, Dad. Yeah, he'll call her, tell her. Why don't you talk to him? Now, you tell him to let my girl alone. I think whatever, he'll take it away from me. It won't matter, Dad.
He's about 88 years old, isn't he?
He's about 83. I told him, I said, God darn it, get out of here. I said, you can't dance, get off and sit down some. Well, get that on. I get on to him. I don't care. I get behind him, I just punch him every once in a while. Hey, you quit lying! If you can't dance, get on to the dance. I gotta get out of here. I can't fool around. I gotta get out of here. Oh, yeah, you were trying to act big about it. I said, well, I gotta get around here. I can't fool around you. I just pass you up your way. I don't care. I just told me, man. It's your woman's uncle. He tried to dance, but the journey's too slow. I can't dance like that. I don't know what else. He'll be dancing something, we'll take her away, man. Boy, just get mad at her. He'll call the woman and tell her, I wish you told that you know, tell him that my girlfriend is alone.
Junior, did you ever know any colored people play music?
Not around here, no. Not around here. The only person I ever heard I reckon was Charlie Pride, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This one's a good singer, I'll tell you that on television.
Yeah.
I'm a good singer. Oh, I reckon he could, I reckon, but I just never heard him around here.
I forgot. Somebody told me about, Sari told me about a old colored man used to play the fiddle around here somewhere. Call him Black George, I think.
Oh, it used to be the one Benny's Run, I think.
Where do you live?
Benny's Run, or just about here, about here, where I live.
Benny's Run?
Benny's Run, that's about here, about here, where I live, right here. Uh-huh. Benny's Run, long run, right across the mountain.
Did you ever hear of Sam Hacker?
Yeah.
He used to play the fiddle and dance all the same time. Uh-huh. Fairs and everything.
Is he still living?
No.
I know I've heard Sam Hacker play on the tape.
He played like fiddle and like dance all the like same time.
He's a hockey man here with Homer. Good fiddle player. You know, yeah, he was dancing with that dog and stuff.
How old man was he?
He won't know how I done that.
Dude, I don't know. I guess he must have died before my time.
He tried it that time. He said, I can't kiss me. He said, I can jog better than you can. I can't get that.
He could tell you all the details on him.
Who was that?
Sam Hacker.
Well, who could tell you the details of
him? My dad.
Yeah.
I guess he died before.
What do you call that when you pat your hands like that? Is that a hand bone?
I don't know. I just pat everybody. Said, I got my old hockey major, Homer Fleming's daughter, and him said, I can talk and jog better than you, Kim. Said, I can't do that like you kids. I wish I could learn her. He'd try me, he couldn't get her.
That Sam Hacker was a fine fiddle player, I thought.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was fine.
Well, where'd you get this tape of him?
I don't have it, but I heard they have it up in the Morgantown.
Well, when you bring your fiddle in last one?
I wondered about
now
that.
See, I played and he won't play, so
he's
awful
good.
Yeah.
He played one of them about. No, it's perfectly called. Take his hand like he do like. Buddy, you know what kind of tune you play? That guy can play on anything just like it. Huh. And I'm dumber than you and I didn't do about anything more.
You
don't even know about me, do you?
Did you ever know that guy down Gasway does this?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't play his name, but I've seen him do it.
But he played Turkey in the Straw right there, yeah.
Well, I can take an old East Pan or something. I used to get an old East Pan. I know, turn up, bottom up, man, like, boy, I ain't talking about a racket now. You're talking about drum playing. I'd run all them drum players out playing for basketball.
That wasn't that Edgar Johnson, was it?
Edgar Johnson. No, that, what was this guy's name now?
Right there,
that
guy,
doesn't sound like it.
Right there, the guy, me and him could dance anything ever come out in music.
Who's that?
Oh, he's talking about he's dead now.
Edgar Johnson.
But don't ask me one time. We started in beer on and drink, but we just get drunk on monkeys. We'd be a drinking beer on it. Come out that song, Johnny Cash and June Carter song. That Jackson, you remember that song, Jackson? That's on the jukebox down there. Boy, I mean, it's a fine thing to dance by, you know. I mean, you can really step her off. We was in the bridge on a dance and just having a good time. Here comes old town cop. I said, boy, you can't do that around here. And he said, what do you mean you can't do it? He said, well, I'm going to tell you something. He said, well, I'm going up the street. So I may be going 15 minutes, maybe going 30 minutes, or whatever. So if you boys do that, we come back, we'll take a deal. I said, well, you just want to take us now, because we were doing the same. And he come back, he said, well, you are now. And he came back, we still do the same. He just walked on past me. No, we wasn't worried about it. We wasn't hurting nobody. I got out of the place. Why is it them boys ain't hurting? I said, they're just dancing. Well, I said, you can't dance, Papa Boy. I said, what do you mean? I said, this place is mine. I said, they ain't hurting nobody. I said, well, so I told him, I said, I'll tell you one thing, babe. You come back about that night, they'll be doing the same damn thing. When you come back, they am right now, because I ain't going to change.
We done our tail.
I said, you ain't going around here. Yeah, tell what's that?
We was sitting in our tail once one time, and that Larry M, he was a town cop. So he come up there, and he said, boys, he said, I've got to go to Sutton to run this test on this drunken machine. And he said, I can't get nobody to go with me. He told me in Edgard, he said, tell you what, he said, I'll go down to the whiskey store. He said, I'll buy you the finest, the best liquor gone. And he said, I want both of you to drink it. I said, you son of a bitch, you want to put us in jail? He said, no. He said, I won't put you in jail. I said, okay. Edgar said, okay. So we went down there. He bought a pint of good liquor. We went down to the jailhouse, walked right up in the office. Well, we sat there, and I mean, me and Edgar, we just turned her up and drank the whole pint. We got up there, and he put me on the machine, and meanwhile, Edgar sitting on the chair, and all at once, he just fell off that chair. I told him, I said, I got you got a good one right there. Mine went away up there on the machine about 10 points something. Put a wedgie on that son of a bitch and went up close to 20.
Is that right?
So I told him, I said, now when you take that guy back, that's the way. I said, now you going to let him off the up once. He said, well, he can't drink more till you get some coffee. I said, okay.
Well, you know, I've got a main town couple sitting out there. What's his name? Murphy?
No, Kurt Duff or Kurt Tonkin?
No, the main town couple sitting. No. The hell it is, man.
Perkins.
My dog has been, it's been five, 6 years ago, I reckon. Used to go down there by the other side, and no boy down there, well, his dad was all kind of money. But he said, I'm saying, he turned around, he just the elbow the hell out, you know. He's punching the ribs, and, I ain't afraid of you, I do that and all that. Yeah, I got one of these days, you'll be afraid of somebody. I'm over cutting one day, and I brought two or three beers, and went down to their client, and I started to walk in. He sat on, I seen him sitting on a stool. I turned around, I thought maybe he was coming outside. I said, oh boy, this is my time to get you, goddamn. I said, you walk out of home like a hell high. I just stepped back behind the door. There he comes. Boy, just that time he walked out the door, boy, I just said, pow. I took him out of me right back through that beer door. He went to the end of appetite. No person didn't wave his name. I went down to Graham and drank him down and said, had a little trouble about any junior? I said, well, not bad. I said, well, I hadn't got into play then. Any trouble? He said, well, I said, I'm going to tell you something. I know you ain't drunk. I said, did you buy a drunk of beer? I said, yeah, I drank a beer too. He said, you hit that boy, didn't you? I said,